crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpafourthfest.org.
And what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let it slip, it cuff, it check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. Just about set to get underway here. 7-inning game to round out this series between the Spikes and the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. Mahoning Valley in the home white jerseys today. Scrappers word mark across the front in gray, outlined in maroon. Maroon numerals on the lower left front of the jersey and on the back as well. White pants with the maroon caps and the Scrappy logo, the bulldog mascot of the Mahoning Valley Scrappers, who derived their name partially from the scrap iron industry that was strong here in Eastern Ohio. This is the 25th season of baseball here at Eastwood Field. Opened up 1998, and the Scrappers continue on here in the MLB Draft League. Spikes, by the way, are in their red jerseys tonight. State College across the front in gold, gold numerals on the back. Gray pants with a blue stripe down the side, and the navy blue caps with a ribbon S logo on the front. Gabe Starks making his way down from the Spikes bullpen beyond the left field wall. He'll get the ball in the bottom of the first inning as Aiden Howard starts it off for the Spikes. Hit his first Spikes home run 2 nights ago off the roof of the batting tunnel beyond the Mahoning Valley bullpen. And by the way, there's already action in the scrapper's pen, so this will probably be
first pitch, 205.
A short outing for Pleasants is the first pitch, a fastball for a called strike on the inner half of the plate to Aiden. Switch hitter batting is a lefty. Here's the windup and the next offering. That's fouled back to the screen. Today's first pitch at 205. Brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. 75 degrees game time, cloudy skies. Overcast might be appropriate as well as the 0-2 fastball swung on and missed, strike three. So Pleasants records his first strikeout of the game. And here's Jevin Relaford, number two batter in the order. Relaford has played two games for the Spikes, 3-for-8 with a pair of runs scored the last two nights. He does have an RBI, also has a walk to his credit, and a stolen base, which was his fifth of the MLB Draft League season after playing his first 14 games with the Frederick Keys. And a fastball upstairs is ball one to Relaford. Right-handed hitter facing the righty Pleasants. Relaford out of Florida Southern. And the fastball missed high. 2-0 the count. And again, we'll see who the right-hander is that is about set to throw from Mahoning Valley. This is Pleasants' first outing in 10 days. As the 2-0 breaking ball misses high, 3-0 the count. For the Scrappers, Braden O'Shaughnessy is at first base, Colton Coates at second. The 3-0 to Relaford up high, ball four. And so a one-out walk puts Relaford aboard. J.R. Bedford at shortstop for Mahoning Valley. Mason Sykes is at third base. The outfield, Prince Dabowski in left. Jordan Williams in center, the former Spike. And Nick Schwartz in right, with Oliver Service doing the catching. Here's Kyle Huxtorf. He smashed a two-run homer last night that went 398 feet. His first homer as a Spike. Also added a double. He had two of the three extra base hits. As here's a bouncer up the middle off the mound straight to the second baseman, Coates, who steps on the bag. A throw to first in time, and the inning is over. What could have been a skee-ball single instead went right to Colton Coates, who was positioned well, and the inning is over. Nothing across for the Spikes in the top of the first. Gabe Starks gets the ball in the bottom half. When we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Monday, July 3rd, join the Spikes for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery. It's a massive display you do not want to miss after the 6:35 p.m. game against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Celebrate with us on Military Appreciation Night and make your plans for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery Monday, July 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Gabe Starks making his sixth start for the Spikes this year. 6.35 ERA. That dips down near three, though, when you take out one outing against Frederick. His last time out was against West Virginia, and that was on Tuesday night at Monongalia County Ballpark to start the road trip. Four innings pitched, three runs on four hits, three strikeouts, three walks. Did not factor in the decision. He faces Jordan Williams to start the bottom of the first. The former Spike shows bunt, draws it back. Pitch is low for a ball. Williams played in the first half of the MLB Draft League season for the Spikes last year. This season for Mahoning Valley, a 192 batting average, but a 400 on-base percentage, playing his ninth game for the Scrappers out of Florida State, where he played his ball this spring. Fastball for a strike on the inner half. 1-1 the count. Williams with a double and two RBIs so far as a Scrapper. Stands in the left-handed box, a switch hitter against the righty Dave Starks. And the 1-1, that is lifted foul, third base side, a ball and two strikes. Wind moving out to right field, about 5 to 10 miles an hour. And again, very cloudy, almost overcast skies. We did have that brief shower, a drizzle really more so, at the outset, about 15 minutes before game time, but it quickly passed. Here's the 1-2. Fastball just off the plate outside, 2-2 the count. Grant Lasher doing the catching for the Spikes today. Tyler Wilson is at first base, Jevin Relaford at second, Daryl Michael Jean at short, and Cam Buford at third. Two balls, two strikes to Williams. Starks comes set, and the pitch. That is fouled over the netting into the suite to my left, and then bounces down to a couple fans sitting right in front of the broadcast booth. A little souvenir for today. Two balls and two strikes. Williams for the Spikes last year hit .230, a .360 on base percentage, a double, four RBIs in 20 games. Rounds it on to Relaford at second, scooped up off the dirt, throw to first in time. Quickly one away here in the bottom of the first inning. No score in this one.
Baseman,
as Colton Coates to the plate.
Coates.
Stepping in after last night, he went 2-for-5 with a double. Scored a run and knocked in a run as well. He went 1-for-4 in the series opener on Friday night. For the season, batting .338. A .444 on base percentage, three doubles, 13 runs batted in. And a first pitch down and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. Again, this is a 7-inning game this afternoon. The announcement was that it was for the benefit of both teams, but 8 Scrappers departing today, and Spikes not quite at full strength, but still with the better of it. Unlikely for pitching reasons. Nobody warming up now in the Mahoning Valley pen, though, so probably will see Elijah Pleasance back out there for the second as the breaking ball at 84 miles an hour is a strike on the outer half of the plate, 1-2. Here's the set by Starks, the 1-2. Curveball misses high and away. Two balls, two strikes. Coast 338 batting average, good for 7th in the MLB Draft League's first half. Actually, Spikes Ethan Mendoza. I say Evan. Evan was a batting titleist for the Spikes. He's currently in AAA with Memphis. As the 2-2 found to the screen behind the plate, count remains the same. But Ethan Mendoza with a .396 mark. And he leads the way among qualified hitters in the MLB Draft League. 2.7 plate appearances per game, same standard as applied in the minor leagues. Here's the 2-2, and Coates lifts it to center field. Huxdorf trotting in on it, reaches up, makes the catch, two away. In the bottom of the first inning, so Mendoza likely to be the first half batting titleist. Chris Brito of Trenton, who was named the MLB Draft League's Player of the Month for June. Of course, the Spikes' Daniel Patisak named Pitcher of the Month for June yesterday. Brito leading the way with a .506 on base percentage this year. Big reason why he earned that title, which was voted upon. As here's Nick Schwartz, the right fielder, swing and a miss, a big cut at the slider. 0-1 the count. Schwartz 1-for-3 last night with an RBI. He was also hit by a pitch. For the season, playing 7 games from Mahoning Valley before today, hitting .211, .407 the on-base percentage. The 0-1, breaking ball called strike on the outer edge. It's 0-2. Schwartz with a double, 3 RBIs in those 7 games entering today. Gabe Starks comes set. Here's the 0-2. This one flared toward right field. Call on for it, however, and makes the catch shoulder high. The inning is over. Gabe Starks retires the scrappers in order. One inning down, six to go today. No score on the Spiked Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Cam Buford leads off the second inning for the Spikes. He'll be followed by Bryce Matthews and Tyler Wilson. And Elijah Pleasant's first pitch of the inning, a breaking ball low. A check swing by Buford, a peel down to first. No go, says Jason Schneider. And it's one ball, no strikes. Short windup and the pitch. Fastball off the plate outside at 90 miles an hour. 2-0 the count. Cam notched his team-leading 15th RBI last night. Four doubles, a triple, two homers. Sends this one to center field, but Jordan Williams is there wearing the sunglasses today and makes the catch. One down. It is overcast skies, but when that sun peeks through, lights are not on here at Eastwood Field, and it can create a different sort of backdrop to track the ball against. Here's Bryce Matthews, the designated hitter today for the Spikes. Batting 176, but with a 382 on base percentage. He's 9 of 51 at the plate, but has 15 walks this year, two doubles, a triple, and five runs batted in as well over 17 games. He takes ball one in tight. Left-handed hitter against the right-hander Pleasants, and the 1-0. That's fouled back to the screen. 1-1 the count. Tomorrow, it's a 6:35 game back home at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Again, it's the last home game of the first half of the MLB Draft League season. But it's a big one. The Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular, presented by the PA Lottery in association with the Central PA 4th Fest. Pitch outside, or half of the plate for strike. Breaking ball from Pleasants. 1-2 the count. Right back at it. The pitch. Breaking a changeup there. Down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Now gets the sign from Oliver Service and the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball there. Second strikeout for Pleasants today. Two gone in the top of the second. And now Tyler Wilson, the batter, the switch-hitting first baseman. Batting 220 this year, 286 on base percentage. Six doubles to go with 12 RBIs in 21 games. The six doubles are tied for fourth in the MLB Draft League. Braden O'Shaughnessy, by the way, pulled into a tie for first last night. The Mahoning Valley scrapper now with seven doubles on the season after a pair. He will bat, or he's due up second here in the bottom of the second inning. In the top half now, the 0-1 to Wilson. On the way from Pleasants. Fades in outside. Changeup missed. One ball, one strike. Jesus Izuahe coaching first base for the Spikes. Manager Dave Tremblay coaching at third. Tim Battle, the hitting coach, on the top step of the dugout. Breaking ball and a check swing by Wilson, but a peel down to third, and DJ O'Brien says he went. So it's 1-2. As all of a sudden, one guy almost looks like a duck or a gull. Some sort just flew right across the field. Two balls, two strikes. Or a goose, even. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Again with a breaking ball. Back-to-back strikeouts by Pleasants to finish off the second as the spikes go down in order. No score to the bottom of the second inning. On the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the second inning, Mason Sykes, Braden O'Shaughnessy, and Connor Capici. The 4-5-6 hitters due up after Gabe Starks retired Mahoning Valley in order in the first inning. No score in this one. Again, this is a 7-inning game today. We'll be back to 9 innings tomorrow at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, and will be so as well Tuesday at 1:05. Sykes will finish off the first half, a 30-game or 30-date first half of the season. 50 on the second half, which will begin this coming Friday the 7th. Spikes are home this weekend for Fitness Night and Dollar Dog Night on Friday the 7th. First pitch to Mason Sykes, a fastball for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Sykes, the right-handed hitting third baseman, batting .225 with a .325 on-base percentage, four doubles, two homers, and a team-leading 16 runs batted in. Fouls it off at the plate, and that one ricocheted off Grant Lasher, so Sean Hoverston will hand-deliver a new baseball to Gabe Starks. 0-2 the count. Sykes also among the league leaders. His 16 runs batted in are third in the league. Cam Buford's 15 for the Spikes, tied for fourth. And the 0-2 pitch, low and away at 96. It's been the top-out number for Gabe Starks, but well away from the plate. Lasher had to slide to his right. 1-2 the count now. It'll be Sykes, then Braden O'Shaughnessy, Connor Capici. Set by Starks, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Gabe Starks for a strikeout of the day. It is brought to you by our good friends at Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health offers clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Now Braden O'Shaughnessy, the batter. O'Shaughnessy with 9 total extra base hits this season. He is third in the league. His 7 doubles, again tied for first. He had 2 of them last night. O'Shaughnessy for the season batting .310. A big whiff of the breaking ball to start off, however. 0-1 the count. Playing his 19th game for the Scrappers in this first half. .395 the on-base percentage. Those 7 doubles going with a double and a home run. He's also knocked in 11 runs and scored 10 more. The 0-1, and that low gets past Lasher, but simply ball one. Nobody on base. Bottom of the second inning so far, just a Jevin Relaford walk. It's been the only base runner for either side. Again, this game adjusted to 7 innings. Here's the 1-1, swing and a miss, 1-2. That call made by the league and President Sean Campbell yesterday is Mahoney Valley having players depart, and of course several players will be making the trek back to their collegiate teams, back home to await whether their names will be called in the MLB draft, which will start next Sunday, the 9th, as part of the All-Star Week activities in Seattle. Breaking ball low, 2-2 to O'Shaughnessy. Several players from both of these teams will also participate in the MLB Draft League Prospect Game, which will be taking place Wednesday at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Dave Tremblay will be one of the managers for that game. It's a pitch low for a ball, 3-2. Spikes joining up with the Frederick Keys and the West Virginia Black Bears on one side, which will be named Team Tremblay. And Team Manto, led by Trenton Thunder manager Jeff Manto, with Mahoning Valley joining up with them, as well as Williamsport. Is a fly ball to right field. Collin going back to the warning track in front of the short 4-foot-high wall. He makes the catch. And there's two away. As a corner outfielder here, you do have to play a little bit differently. Is it Collin casual conversation now with the Mahoning Valley bullpen? It's only a 4-foot-high fence in front of each bullpen. The Spikes down the left field line, the Scrappers down the right field line. Reminiscent of Fenway Park. 8-foot-high fence the rest of the way around. There are taller fences set behind the actual fence. Billboards in the batter's eye. Connor Capici takes ball one outside. Capici, a catcher by trade. He is the DH today. 216 batting average, 273 on base percentage, 4 doubles, 5 RBIs in 17 games coming in. The 1-0, fastball and a called strike on the outer edge of the plate to the righty. 1-1 the count. Of course, it was yesterday that Brandon Hilton hit a 431-foot homer over that batter's eye in center field. And here's a liner looped towards second base, and Relaford able to slide to his left and grab it out of the air for the final out. Gabe Starks has retired the first six batters he has faced. No score as we go to the third on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Chase Call leads off the top of the third inning for the Spikes. No score in this one. And the first pitch from Elijah Pleasance back on the hill from Mahoning Valley. A strike, breaking ball in the inner half. So there's been no further action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen after Owen was up throwing right from the beginning of the game, but that may have just been a little bit of a workout there. So we'll be Pleasance out there, and he delivers a ball low. 1-1 pitch. Fastball low at 90 miles an hour. 2-1 the count. Pleasance has gone between an inning and two-thirds, and five innings this year. Now in that inning and two-thirds outing against Williamsport, he did throw 44 pitches. He's thrown as many as 82 in a single outing. That was on June the 12th against Frederick. As the pitch outside for a ball, 3-1 the count. Birthday party adjacent to us is the 3-1 taken for a strike. Fastball at 88. Lower portion of the zone, and the count is full at 3-2. Here's the pitch. That's ball four outside, and Chase Call right away started dropping the bat, taking off the equipment. And for Chase Call, who led the Big West Conference in walks this season, was second in on-base percentage, that's the 17th walk he has drawn in 11 games for the Spikes. His batting average is 120, but his on-base percentage, 465 coming in, and it's going up now after drawing that walk. And first pitch to Grant Lasher, line to the shortstop, J.R. Bedford, who snags it. Call returns to first, one away in the top of the third. The walk by Call, the second issued by Pleasants today. Jevin Relaford walked back in the first inning. Chase now in sole possession of the MLB Draft League lead for bases on balls this year. Here's Darryl Michael Jean, shortstop, batting ninth today. Throw to first, Call is back standing, and now sunshine starting to envelop the field from behind us. Still cloudy and somewhat darkened skies off in the distance beyond the tree line here, but behind us it is A-OK. A breaking ball is low. One ball, no strikes to Jean. Darryl Michael batting 172, a 273 on base percentage, playing his 15th game for the Spikes. He has stolen two bases, scored three runs this year. Throw to first, and Call dives back in this time. Chase is 2-for-4 in steal attempts. 1-0 count to Jean. Scoreless game, top of the third in today's 7-inning contest. It's a one-time deal here on a Sunday. Pitch low and away for a ball, 2-0 the count. Of course, at the other developmental level that that Major League Baseball has put together, retooling the setup of the player development system, the Appalachian League actually does regularly play 7-inning games on Sundays. Fastball is low, 3-0 the count. So all five games on the schedule, which range from a 5 p.m. start to a 7 p.m. start, they're all 7-inning contests down there. But today, this one of three games on the MLB Draft League slate, and this is the only one scheduled for 7. Here's the 3-0 to Jean. That is a strike. Fastball, upper reaches of the zone down the middle. Three balls, one strike now. One other game in action on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Frederick all over West Virginia early. 7-0 Keys in the top of the second. And the 3-1 to Jean. A fastball high and away. Ball four. So the third walk issued by Pleasants. No hits on either side so far, but now the Spikes are threatening. And here's Aiden Howard. He struck out in the first inning. But again, Howard, his first Spikes home run two nights ago. Last night he went 2-for-5 and scored a run. One of his hits. Originally a double. And the pitch in tight for a ball, 1-0. Yep, it was a double by Howard there. And now a meeting on the mound is Oliver Service, the catcher, heads out to talk to Elijah Pleasant, shortstop J.R. Bedford joining them. They're probably just signaling as to what they're going to do here. First and second, one out. Spikes had employed the double steal in this series successfully. In fact, it was just last night with Bryce Matthews at second, Jevin Relaford at first. Now Call at second, Jean at first. 1-0 to Howard. Pleasant's out of the stretch. A look to second. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Kind of with a curveball there. Broke down sharply, and it's one ball, one strike. No score here in the top of the third inning. One other game in action later on. Williamsport hosting Trenton at 4:05. A breaking ball swung on and missed. Tumbles in the dirt, kicking off to Service's left, but not far enough away for the runners to move. Ball and two strikes. Now Frederick opening up that big lead on West Virginia. That likely means, if that holds, and a 7-0 lead, it's likely to hold. It's not an eventuality, but that will give Trenton the first half title in the MLB Draft League. The Thunder with a three-game lead on West Virginia with three to play in the first half. Here's the 1-2. That's outside a ball. Pops out of Service's mitt, but again, not far enough away for the runners to move. Two balls, two strikes. Howard, the switch hitter, batting as a lefty against the righty Elijah Pleasants. There's no action in the Spikes bullpen. Again, Gabe Starks, 3 to 4 innings per start. If the pitch count breaks right, he could go 5 today. The 2-2 breaking ball swung on and missed. Pleasants records his 4th strikeout of the afternoon. Runners remain at first and second with 2 outs. Here's Jevin Relaford to the plate. Relaford received the Spikes' first walk back in the opening frame and then was erased on an inning-ending double play. Pleasants looks in for the sign from service, but now steps off the rubber. Time call. Again, nothing, no maximum mound disengagements, and the batter can call time multiple times in an at-bat here at this level. Here's the pitch. Fastball strike at 90 miles an hour over the inner part of the plate. 0-1 the count. Spikes in the road reds today, the scrappers in the home whites. Here's the 0-1. Fastball off the plate outside. 1 ball, 1 strike to Relaford. Here at Eastwood Field, Niles, Ohio, corner of the Eastwood Mall property, one of the largest mall properties in America. Here's the 1-1. Fastball low, 2 balls and a strike. Make a return trip here in the second half on, or in the middle of August. The start of August. 4th, 5th, and 6th, another weekend series. Fastball high and tight, 3-1 the count. Spikes will then conclude the second half of the regular season here, September 1st and 2nd, but I won't be joining them for that trip. Other duties to tend to that weekend. 3 balls and a strike. And the pitch. And it's lined towards center field. Coming in on it. Williams not going to be able to get to it. Call around third. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's offline. Taking off for third and sliding in safely is Jean. Relaford takes second on the throw. And the Spikes take the lead 1-0 as Jevin Relaford, with the first hit of the game, notches the RBI, which is his second as a Spike. So second and third with 2 outs now. A 2-out RBI single. When the Spikes offense is humming, it's opportunistic, as they've shown the last few nights. Taking advantage of 5 Mahoning Valley errors last night. Actually, even the 2 nights before, 11 runs on 6 hits, 7 runs on 4 hits. Kyle Huxdorf fouls it off to the right side, 0-1. Huxdorf bounced into a double play first time up. An inopportune bounce straight off the mound to the second baseman, Coates, who was able to turn it. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball there, 0-2 the count. But also the 2-out run production has been solid for the Spikes. And they're really humming, and Relaford adds to it here. Set by Pleasants and the 0-2. Slider low and away. Kyle did not chase. A ball and 2 strikes. Taps both sides of the plate. Spikes with the red jerseys on. The JV patch still on the right sleeve of these jerseys. Here's the 1-2. Fastball off the plate outside, 2-2 the count. And, of course, amongst the Spikes jersey set, Josiah Vieira always preferred the red jerseys. His favorite club, of course, the St. Louis Cardinals. And Spikes will be honoring Josiah. We'll all wear number 10 on Sunday, August 20th. Those jerseys will be up for bids, benefiting Children's Miracle Network at Geisinger Janet Weiss Children's Hospital. 2-2 pitch, popped up, left center field. Williams, the center fielder, calls for it and makes the catch for the last out. But the Spikes do score first. A run on a hit. 2 runners left on base, 2.5 gone. In a 7-inning game and a 1-0 lead for the Spikes on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but
Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the third inning here. Oliver Service, Prince Dubosky, J.R. Bedford due up from Mahoning Valley. Gabe Starks has retired the first six batters he has faced for State College. And Service, serving as the catcher today, steps into the right-handed box. This season batting .263 in five games. All of them have been against the spikes. The pitch, grounder left side underneath the diving third baseman Buford into left field. So Service has the first scrappers hit after the Spikes collected their first in the top half of this inning to take a 1-0 lead. The two-out single by Jevin Relaford.
Left fielder, number seven.
Now Prince Dubosky, the batter. Dubosky was the leadoff man in the order last night. He went 1-for-5 for the season, batting .175. A double, a triple, four runs batted in over 15 games, a .309 batting average. Service has not yet attempted to steal for the scrappers. The pitch, fastball strike on the outer edge. 0-1 the count. Dubosky out of Central Arizona College. Chandler native. Central Arizona, good, great JUCO program out there. And here's the 0-1. That's up high for a ball, 1-1 the count. 1-0 Spikes, bottom of the third in a 7-inning game. Craig Antush coaching at third base for Mahoning Valley today. Bryant Nelson at first base. The 1-1 to Dubosky. Fastball low, gloved by Lasher. Two balls and a strike. Again, Grant Lasher behind the plate. Tyler Wilson at first. Jevin Relaford at second. Daryl Michael Jean at short. Cam Buford at third. Outfield Aiden Howard in left. Kyle Huxdorf in center. Chase Call in right. Two balls and a strike. Stark sets and delivers. Fastball just missed low. 3-1. 94 miles an hour for Starks. His fastball between 94 and 97 today. Now he could very well be somebody who makes the journey to Trenton with his analytics numbers and what he's posted this year. The 3-1 bounce to the right side. Loved by Relaford, who slips at second but regains his bearings. His throw to first, however, it tumbles out of the mitt of Wilson. And that'll be the first error of the game as Dubosky reaches. It is a bit of a slicker field here with the rain that has fallen as Relaford went to his left to make the play. He got into the grass and just slipped a bit. Again, the tarp was on overnight. We did have, though, the brief shower before the game started, about 15 minutes prior to the game. They did squeegee away quite a bit of water from the shallow outfield here prior to game time as the pitch to Bedford swung on and missed. First and second with nobody out. Oh, and they'll actually call that a base hit, not an error. Here's the 0-1. It's a strike. I think probably the ruling is going to be that it would have been a close play even if Wilson had hauled that in. And you can't penalize Relaford for slipping as he tried to get, even though it would be, might be construed as a mechanical misplay, but with the slick grass there, that probably taken into consideration. That and Domoski probably needing a hit for the season. 0-2 the count to Bedford now as he fouls it to the right side. Stark set at the belt. Look to second. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Second strikeout for Gabe Starks today. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health earned five stars from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service. In 2021, 22, and 23, we were ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek. One down for Jordan Williams, the leadoff man in the order. Erstwhile Spike is 0 for 1, grounded out to Relaford at second, his first time up. First and second for the Scrappers, 1-0 lead for the Spikes. And Starks to the plate. Fastball low, nice job by Lasher to get the glove in front of that. Starks dangling the right hand, the ball in the mid as he gets the sign. Now rises to the stretch. Here's the 1-0. And it's a line drive right field, base hit. Around third is service. He's getting waved in. Here comes a throw to the plate from Cole, and a sweep tag not in time. Lasher turned around, but he couldn't get far enough back. His service took the wide line to the plate, and his head first slide good enough to tie the game up at one. Domoski moves to second. It's an RBI single for Jordan Williams against his former team. His third RBI of the year. Now Colton Coates the batter. The second baseman flied out to center field in the opening inning. So three hits now for Mahoning Valley here in the third. In a seven-inning game, the wind is now picked up, blowing out to right field about 10 miles an hour. Here's the pitch. Grounder to the right side, taken on two bounces by Relaford. Throw to second for one. Jean on the first, not in time. And Wilson throws back across the diamond as Domoski took a big turn at third, but he's able to make it back. 4-6 on the putout to erase Williams. Coates reaches on the fielder's choice. First and third with two outs now for Nick Schwartz. The Mahoning Valley right fielder flying out to his opposite number in right, Chase Call, in the opening inning. Schwartz levels the bat in the right-handed box. Starks delivers. Bounces in the breaking ball. Blocked by Lasher. Ball one. Again, it'll be a mostly new roster for the second half of the year. And two more games. Last time you'll be able to see this edition of the Spikes. So the first half will be tomorrow night, 6:35. The Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular, presented by the PA Lottery in association with the Central PA Fourth Fest. The 1-0 to Schwartz, down and in for a ball, 2-0. Then a game at Williamsport on the 4th at 1:05. Afternoon contest. Meanwhile, gates at Medler Field at Lebrano Park will open at 4 p.m. as the home of the Spikes serves as a VIP viewing location for the Central PA 4th Fest fireworks. But plenty of great activities at the ballpark, including live musical entertainment from Yachtley Crew and Gabe Stillman. Fastball, strike on the outer edge, 2-1 to Schwartz. Here's the next offering. Fastball low, three balls and a strike. Plus, kids run the bases will be on the field. The Geisinger Kids Zone will be open all evening long. Food and beverage will be available for purchase. There'll be other great activities. You can still get your Spikes VIP tickets now at statecollegespikes.com for more information on viewing and parking for the Central PA 4th Fest fireworks. Head to Central PA 4th Fest. That's the number 4, 4thfest.org. And a pitch low for ball 4. So Schwartz walks. It's the first base on balls allowed by Gabe Starks today. Bases are now loaded with two outs, and there is action going in the Spikes bullpen. Sam Walbridge getting sent. Starks has thrown 46 pitches, 29 of them have been for strikes. He's trying to get out of a jam here in the bottom of the third. And Mason Sykes in the right-handed box, struck out against Starks in the second. Gabe sets at the belt. the pitch. And Sykes fouls it off, first base side, 0-1. Walbridge, whose last outing was in a starting role Thursday night in West Virginia, he went just one inning, though. He would like to make a longer appearance here today. 0-1 the count. Starks delivers. Fastball called strike, 95 on the outer half. It's 0-2. Sykes, the right-handed hitter. Starks, the right-handed pitcher. Of course, after the 4th of July, MLB Draft League prospect game will take place. First half players will depart. Second half players coming in from all over. 0-2 swung on and missed. Strike 3. And Lasher will retrieve the baseball, step on the plate. And that is all that is necessary now to complete the strikeout with the bases loaded. That is the third strikeout for Gabe Starks this afternoon, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit MountNittany.org for more information. Mahoning Valley with one run on three hits, three runners left on base. Going to the fourth in a seven-inning game, tied at one on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. Monday, July 3rd, join the Spikes for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery. It's a massive display you do not want to miss after the 6:35 p.m. game against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Celebrate with us on Military Appreciation Night and make your plans for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery Monday, July 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Buford leads off the fourth inning for the Spikes. Took a strike, now takes a ball on the outside. Elijah Pleasant's back on the mound from Mahoning Valley. The pitch swung on and missed. It's 1-2. It's the fourth inning, which means it's the Toyota RAV fourth inning. Proudly brought to you by Toyota and your central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. The 1-2 to Buford. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike 3. That's the fifth strikeout for Elijah Pleasant. One gone. They're in the top of the fourth. Bryce Matthews serving as the DH today. Steps to the plate. Left-handed hitter struck out against Pleasants in the second. Update on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. They're still in the top of the second at Nimmo Field. 7-0 lead for Frederick. All seven in the first inning. And the first pitch to Matthews. Down and in for a ball. Actually, they're in a rain delay right now in Frederick, so maybe not so fast on Trenton clinching that first half title just yet, although Trenton can clinch it, or they had the opportunity to clinch it in their own right, but that game canceled in Williamsport today. Grounder up the middle. J.R. Bedford scoops it up. Shortstop throw to first. Takes O'Shaughnessy off the bag, and the sweep tag does not touch Matthews. He is on base to start the fourth inning.
First baseman Tyler Wilson.
That'll be assessed as an error. That's the first error of the game for the Scrappers. 49 of them entering the game, so that's the 50th of the season in their 25th game of the first half. Wilson struck out in his first at-bat against Pleasants. Now stands in the left-handed box, the switch hitter. Batting as a lefty against the right-hander. The pitch swung on, in the air. Center field, going towards deep left center is Williams, but he's got a beat on it. He makes the catch. Matthews retreats to first. Two away.
Right fielder Chase Cole.
And here's Chase Cole, the right fielder, walked and scored the Spikes' lone run so far in the third. So a cancellation in Williamsport, rain delay right now in Frederick. But despite rain here this morning and a short shower before the game, we play on. Of course, this is a 7-inning contest, and I think weather likely played a factor in the decision to alter the game to a 7-inning contest as well. Here's the 0-1 to call. Change up for a strike on the outer half of the plate. 0-2. And the pitch. There goes Matthews, but it's fouled third base side. 0-2 the count. Two strikes, two outs. So, again, a little bit of a lower risk to set the runner in motion here. Although Matthews does have four steals this season in six attempts. Another 0-2 to call, swung on and missed. Breaking ball and got him that time. That's the sixth strikeout for Elijah Pleasance. No runs, no hits, one error, one runner left on base. 3.5 gone. We are halfway home in this 7-inning game. Tied up at one on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
In partnering with the Central PA 4th Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA 4th Fest at Mettler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpa4thfest.org.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the fourth inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. And the new man on the mound for the Spikes is Sam Walbridge, a left-hander out of the University of Texas. Walbridge making his fourth appearance, his last one in a starting role, went a bit sideways against West Virginia, allowed four runs and officially two-thirds of an inning. He yielded five walks, but only one hit, and one hit batsman as well for the season. Now a 16.88 ERA, again skewed by that performance. He did pitch a one-run inning against Mahoning Valley last Sunday at Mettler Field at Lebrano Park, yielding three hits there. Pitched a scoreless inning in his Spikes debut against the Scrappers last Friday at Mettler Field at Lebrano Park, giving up two hits and a walk while striking out one. So it'll be Walbridge with O'Shaughnessy, Capici, and Service. The 5-6-7 hitters due up for the Scrappers. Walbridge on the mound. And Gabe Starks goes three innings today. He will not factor in the decision. Starks allowing one run on three hits. He struck out three batters, walked one, threw 49 pitches, 32 of them for strikes. First pitch from Walbridge this afternoon is down and in for a ball. 1-0 to O'Shaughnessy, who flied out to right field his first time up. Starks did retire the first six batters he faced. Left the bases loaded in the third. Here's the 1-0. Grounder on to third. Backhanded by Buford. Sets, fires across the nine, but in time. One gone in the bottom of the fourth. Here's Connor Capici, the designated hitter. out of Omaha Gross Catholic High School in Nebraska. He won't go too far for his collegiate ball. He's committed to Creighton. He's an Omaha native. Capisci is just 18 years old. He turned 18 on June 19th, and he gets hit in the right ankle with the pitch here. So the first hit batsman of the game for either side. And Capisci will get checked out by the Mahoning Valley trainers as he walks down to first base. Oliver Servis, the Mahoning Valley catcher, another high schooler out of
the catcher,
University Liggett High School in Detroit. Won a state title there in Michigan. Actually participated in a showcase there last week, which meant that his first series with the Scrappers was last weekend against the Spikes in Medler Field at Rono Park. He then departed and came back just in time for this series. He now has a properly fitted Scrappers helmet as well. He's wearing his University Liggett helmet last weekend at Medler Field. And the first pitch is up and into him as he showed bunt. 1-0 the count. Walbridge, the left-hander. Servis, a right-handed hitter. Capisci leading off first. Tyler Wilson holding him on there. The 1-0. Fastball called strike on the inside corner. 1-1 the count. Walbridge out of the stretch. Delivers. Fastball high and away. 2-1 the count. It's interesting. Sam's fastball, it's a four-seamer, but not a whole lot of spin on it. Only about 1,700 on the RPMs. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Threw the fastball there. 2-1 the count. And these days when spin is in, definitely got to be able to throw strikes with it. 2-2. Fastball called strike three on the inside corner. That is the first strikeout for Sam Walbridge today. The fourth for Spikes Pitching, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. A runner on first, two outs for Prince Dubosky. The Mahoning Valley left fielder singled back in the third. 1-1 score here in the bottom of the fourth in what is a seven-inning game today. And the pitch. That's high and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. So with the rain delay still in effect in Frederick and the cancellation in Williamsport, this is the only action ongoing in the MLB Draft League. Right now is the 1-0. A breaking ball bounces away from Lasher to the backstop. That'll be a wild pitch to move Capisci to second. Two balls, no strikes to Dubosky. Major League Baseball scores. Nationals leading the Phillies 5-3 as they go to the sixth in Philadelphia. The Braves on top of the Marlins 4-2, bottom of the fifth. There'll be a trade in baseballs as that one was in the dirt, so Sean Hoverston will give a new baseball over. Brewers lead the Pirates 3-2, top of the sixth inning. Blue Jays with a 3-2 lead on the Red Sox in the top of the fifth in Toronto. 2-0 to Dubosky. Fastball floats high, 3-0 the count. The Reds leading the Padres 2-0, top of the sixth. Cincinnati pulling back into a tie with Milwaukee atop the NL Central. Both teams at 44 and 39 to be the three seed if the season ended today, which it certainly does not. 3-0 pitch, down and in, ball four. So the first walk issued by Walbridge. First and second, two outs for J.R. Bedford, the Mahoning Valley shortstop, struck out against Gabe Starks in the third. Royals leading the Dodgers 1-0, bottom of the third. Yankees and Cardinals scoreless going to the bottom of the third in St. Louis. Tommy Edman due up for the Cards against Garrett Cole. Fastball and a called strike on the inner half of the plate. 0-1 to the righty Bedford. Rangers leading the Astros 1-0, bottom of the second. Tigers and Rockies about set to get underway in Denver. Here's the 0-1. That floats high. Ball one. Diamondbacks and Angels will meet at 4:07 Eastern. The A's will host the White Sox at 4:07. 4:10 Eastern time for the Rays and the Mariners out in Seattle. 5:05 Eastern for the Cubs facing the Guardians. And earlier today in the Peacock exclusive game, the Orioles defeated the Twins 2-1. Swing and a miss by Bedford on the curveball. And it's a ball and two strikes. And the Sunday night game, the Mets hosting the Giants out in Queens. Adam Ottavino, the former Spike, earned the save for the Mets last night. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball outside, 2-2 the count. The Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. And the 2-2, that bounces in and gets away again up to the screen. So moving to third is Capisci, Dabosky to second. That'll be another wild pitch, and the count runs full on Bedford. There are two outs in the inning. We're in the bottom of the fourth, tied at one in a seven-inning game. So really, this is like the sixth inning of a normal game. Walbridge with 17 pitches so far in the 3-2. Grounded to the right side. Charging in Relaford. Gloves it. Tossed to first in time. And Walbridge gets out of the jam here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base, both in scoring position. We go to the fifth, tied at one on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Monday, July 3rd, join the Spikes for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery. It's a massive display you do not want to miss after the 6:35 p.m. game against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Celebrate with us on Military Appreciation Night and make your plans for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery Monday, July 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the fifth inning, Grant Lasher takes strike one on the outer half of the plate. A fastball from Elijah Pleasance into his fifth inning of work today. Pleasance at 61 pitches, 33 of them for strikes. His 62nd offering is low for a ball, went curveball that time. 1-1 the count. And by the way, the Ironman 70.3 Happy Valley took place today. Back home, the 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Lasher tried to check it, but went. John Overson, the plate umpire, made the call. 1-2 the count. Several competitors from all over the country descending upon Happy Valley is the 1-2. Taken in by Bedford, the shortstop. On the ground to throw to first in time. One away in the top of the fifth of this 7-inning game. We're tied up at one here. The Ironman 70.3 Happy Valley kicking off a great weekend here. Of course, Central PA 4th Fest coming up tomorrow night. The Spikes home game featuring the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery and in association with Central PA 4th Fest. Darryl Michael John swings and misses the first pitch he sees in the fifth. 0-1 the count. John, the shortstop, walked his first time up against Pleasance. But a special shout-out to three particular Ironman participants today. The 0-1 popped up, foul ground, first base side. Playable for O'Shaughnessy, who makes the catch on the edge of the warning track. Two away. Ree Davis,
left fielder Aiden
Howard, who's in charge of strength and conditioning for all Penn State Olympic sports. Christina Diaz, the Penn State assistant AD for development and enrichment. And Danny Fay on the Penn State video social media side, a former Spikes intern, Danny Fay. They all competed today at the Ironman. Here's a grounder to second from Aiden Howard, scooped up by Colton Coates, a throw to first in time. So congratulations to those three. What an effort to complete the 70.3 miles total of swimming, biking, and running around Happy Valley and finishing up at Beaver Stadium this afternoon. Spikes go down in order in the top of the fifth. We go to the bottom half. One all on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Opt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the fifth inning. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. After Sam Walbridge took the fourth inning, Nick Gotilla, the lefty out of the University of Iowa, is on for the fifth. Gotilla making his fourth appearance for the Spikes, an 0-1 record. 0-for-1 in save opportunities, three innings on the hill for the Spikes, but 12 runs against him on 11 hits in total, two strikeouts to six walks. For Gotilla, a lot of that was the result of his first outing of the season at home against West Virginia, charged with 7 runs and 2/3 of an inning. The last time out against the Scrappers, he was successful. Last Sunday at Medler Field in Lebrano Park, two scoreless innings, one strikeout, three walks. Top of the order due up for the Scrappers, beginning with center fielder Jordan Williams. The switch hitter will move around, become a right-hander against the lefty Gotilla. Swings of the first pitch fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. 1-1 our score, bottom of the fifth inning in this seven-inning contest to complete the Spikes road trip. I mentioned Marie Davis, Christina Diaz, and Danny Fay completing the Ironman. Also participating, Ty Millward in the Ironman 70.3 Happy Valley. And that refers to the total amount of miles in the competition as Williams swings and misses at the breaking ball. Started with a 1.2-mile swim at Sayers Dam, a 56-mile bike ride through Happy Valley, and then a 13.1-mile run, a half marathon on the campus of Penn State University, finishing inside at Beaver Stadium. Of course, Ty Millward, brother of Mackenzie Millward, the Mackenzie Millward Group, season ticket holders of the Spikes. Here's the 0-2, foul back over the screen off the facade to my right. 0-2 the count. But again, huge weekend here in Happy Valley. Great job by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Happy Valley Sports and Entertainment Alliance getting the Ironman competition. And of course, Central PA 4th Fest coming back in full force. The Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery in association with the Central PA 4th Fest tomorrow night, July 3rd. 6:35 game time. The fireworks will light up the skies for approximately 20 minutes after the game. Lights streaming high into the skies over Happy Valley. 1-2 to Williams. Line drive to left field. That'll be a base hit. Howard able to cut it off in the gap. Williams held to a single. It's the fourth hit of the game for the Scrappers. The second for Williams, who drove in the Scrappers' lone run with his single in the third.
Second baseman.
Now in the fifth, the go-ahead run on for Colton Coates, the second baseman, flying out to center field in the first, grounded into a fielder's choice in the third. Sam Walbridge went one inning today, no hits, no runs. One walk, one hit batsman. He struck out one as well. Walbridge throwing 18 pitches, 7 for strikes. Gotilla looking to first. Now the pitch homeward, and Colton Coates fouls it behind home. 0-1 the count. One run on one hit for State College. The RBI single with two outs and third by Jevin Relaford. No errors for the Spikes. A run, four hits, one error for Mahoning Valley. Scrappers averaging two errors per game. Runner goes in the 0-1, but Coates fouls it back to the screen, so Jordan Williams will have to return to first. Looks like they're still in a delay in Frederick. And throw to first. Williams back standing. And there is action now in earnest in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Kenji Polaris warming up to take the sixth inning for the Scrappers. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Gotilla records the strikeout, his first of the game, the fifth for Spike's pitching, brought to you by Mountain Any Health. Mountain Any Health is committed to the well-being of our community with 9 primary care locations throughout the region. We are the leading provider of primary care. Visit mountainitney.org to find a provider today. And before Schwartz heads to the plate, he's going to huddle up with Craig Antusch here. Schwartz is 0 for 1. Flying out to right field in the first, walked in the third, and the umpires will note the offensive conference, but there is no maximum on those here at the MLB Draft League level. Jordan Williams at first base with one out. And so Schwartz finishes up his meeting with Craig, one of the great guys in the MLB Draft League. He's been a longtime presence here at Eastwood Field. Of course, Scrappers are celebrating their 25th anniversary this year. I'd wager to say Craig's been around for a majority of them. He served a variety of roles here. As Williams takes off on the first pitch, outside for a ball, throw to second, tagged by Relaford, but not in time. Safe is the call.
That was a sweet, spicy stolen base.
Jordan Williams with the steal. He now at second base after his eighth steal of the season. Gotilla, the lefty, with a long look at second. Looks back again, but now the 1-0 pitch homeward. It's fouled to the right side, first base side. One ball, one strike. Polaris continues to warm in the Mahoning Valley pen. There's action just starting for State College as well. Matthew Linsky is getting ready. One ball, one strike. Gotilla sets. The lefty turns to second, and Williams is back standing. There was no throw, nobody covering at the bag. But Gotilla with a go-ahead run in scoring position. Keeping a close eye on Williams, who takes off for third. The pitch is a ball. Throw to third, not in time. Great jump by Williams. His ninth steal in 10 attempts this season. And now the go-ahead run just 90 feet away. One gone here in the bottom of the fifth. The Spikes infield will move up all the way around. Two balls and a strike to Schwartz. Gotilla. Slide step in the 2-1. Breaking ball for a strike caught on the outer half of the plate. 2-2. Matthew Linsky with a great chance to retake the MLB Draft League strikeout lead. Here's the 2-2 to Schwartz. That's fouled back to the screen. Connery Peters took that over last night with his second consecutive 7 strikeout performance. He's now at 31, but Linsky tied with teammate Daniel Panasak for second in the league. tied with teammate Jacob Odell for second in the league in strikeouts at 29. Daniel now at 24. Pitch upstairs for a ball, 3-2 the count. Of course, Pattishak earning his first win as a Spike, although he's come close on other occasions. And he gets the win. He has two saves, one of only seven pitchers in the league with multiple saves. And the 3-2 to Schwartz swung on and missed. Gatilla got him with a high heat. That's back-to-back strikeouts for Gatilla, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Williams still at third, two outs, and Mason Sykes, the batter, the third baseman, has struck out twice today, both against starter Gabe Starks. Now facing the lefty, Gatilla, runner on third, two outs. And Gatilla delivers. Fastball outside, one ball, no strikes. Spikes has stranded the go-ahead, or the potential go-ahead run at third base in each of the last two innings. In fact, stranding the bases loaded in the third. Runners were at second and third when the fourth inning ended. But this one lined up the middle, a base hit, and it will score the go-ahead run as Williams crosses the plate. Mason Sykes with a two-out RBI single to give Mahoning Valley a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the fifth of this seven-inning game. It's Sykes' 17th RBI of the season. He leads the Scrappers in that category.
First baseman.
He's now just one behind Chris Brito of Trenton for the first half lead. Here's Braden O'Shaughnessy, the first baseman, 0-2. Flied out to right field in the second, grounded out to third in the fourth. The pitch. Fastball and a called strike on the outer edge. 0-1 the count. Well, with the cancellation of Trenton and Williamsport, if they're unable to continue in Frederick, then Trenton will be the first half champions as O'Shaughnessy sends this one deep to left field, and it is gone. It's a two-run homer. O'Shaughnessy, 368 feet to left field, leaving the yard at 98 miles an hour. And it's a 4-1 lead for the Scrappers as O'Shaughnessy hits his second home run of the season. That'll bring Connor Capisci to the plate, the DH. Lined out to second base in the second inning, hit by a pitch in the fourth. And Gatilla delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 89, he dialed it up that time, 0-1 the count. Looking to bounce back strong here. Scrappers with a trio of runs here in the fifth inning, and the pitch. That's fouled back to the screen, it's 0-2. Spikes have been held to just one hit as a team today. Three walks and a runner reaching on an error, but that's all. Two big innings for the Scrappers. Three hits to score a run in the third, and then three big hits, including the two-run dinger here in the fifth. The 0-2 fouled back over the netting. But a fan gets a nice souvenir in the seats up above. Two strikes to Capisci. Right-handed hitter against the lefty, Gatilla, the pitch. That's fouled over the netting to the sweet level again. A reminder, the Geisinger Kids Zone open all game long on Monday. Open from the time the gates open to the ballpark at 4 p.m. all the way through the evening leading up to the fireworks. As Medler Field serves as a VIP viewing location for the Central PA 4th Fest. The 0-2 to Capisci, swung on and missed, strike three, and the inning is over. So Gatilla with three strikeouts in the frame. However, Mahoning Valley scores three runs on three hits, the two-run homer by O'Shaughnessy among them. Nobody left, end of five in a seven-inning game. 4-1 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
What has been rescheduled to be a seven-inning game today, and a new pitcher on for Mahoning Valley. As Elijah Pleasance went five innings, he is right now the pitcher of record for Mahoning Valley in line for the win. He allowed one hit, one run, three walks. He struck out six through a total of 67 pitches, 38 of them for strikes. And he gives way now to Kenji Polaris, the right-hander out of Cal State Northridge, a native of San Gabriel, California. 6'2", 200 pounds. He is 21 years old. And Polaris making his third appearance of the season. One of them has been in a starting role. 1-1 record, a 2.08 ERA. 8 2/3 total innings. He has allowed four runs, two of them earned on seven hits. Eight strikeouts to four walks, one hit batsman. Opponents batting .219 against him. Polaris making his first appearance since June the 21st against Trenton, when he started and went 5 2/3 innings, taking the loss in the game, but allowing only three runs, one of them earned, on five hits, four strikeouts to two walks. And I would say that makes for quality start material at this level. So Polaris, here in relief in the sixth, will face Jevin Relaford, Kyle Huxdorf, and Cam Buford.
Second baseman, Jevin Relaford.
Relaford walked in the first inning and then drove in the Spikes lone run with his two-out RBI single in the third. Relaford windmills the bat in the right-handed box. Righty-righty matchup here. It'll be that way until Bryce Matthews is due up fourth in the inning. Fastball outside, 1-0 to Relaford. 93 on the fastball from Polaris. Deep breath from the right-hander, and into the windup, the pitch. That one sails past Oliver Servais. Two balls, no strikes. Rest of the defense stays the same for the Scrappers. Braden O'Shaughnessy at first. Colton Coates at second. J.R. Bedford at short. Mason Sykes at third. Outfield is Prince Dabosky in left. Jordan Williams in center. And Nick Schwartz in right. The 2-0, that's a strike taken on the outer edge. 2-1 the count. Spikes in the red jerseys this afternoon. The Scrappers in the home whites. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball low, kicks away from Servais, but nobody on, simply ball three. Off days on the schedule, July 5th and 6th, but they'll be anything but off days at Medler Field. Is transition from the first half of the MLB Draft League season to the second half begins. Here's a liner to third, and Sykes goes full extension up high to snare that one. Deprive Relaford of a likely extra base hit. One gone in the top of the sixth. Now Kyle Huxdorf, the batter. The center fielder's 0 for 2, grounded into a double play in the first inning, flying out to center in the third. That one, 89 miles an hour off the bat. But Sykes climbs the ladder, and he had a good head start anyway. He's 6'4". Pitch. That's a strike. Change up over the outer edge, 0-1 to Huxdorf. Kyle still the stolen base leader in the MLB Draft League. A perfect 14 of 14, although last night, as he takes the 0-1 for a strike, Stanley Tucker of Williamsport actually ended up matching him now. So it's a tie for first. Both 14 of 14. Tucker went 2 for 2 yesterday to pull into a tie. And here's a sharp grounder, foul third base side. Kicks off the fence separating the crowd from the field into left field. So Prince Domoski's going to have to chase that down. He'll throw it back in. 0-2 to Huxdorf. Lights have not been needed throughout the game. The skies have lightened considerably throughout the day since we began. At 2:05 on the dot. 0-2 to Huxdorf. Here's the pitch. Fastball upstairs. 1-2. Here's the 1-2. Lifted in the air, right field, backpedaling Schwartz, and it's over his head. Bouncing all the way to the wall. Huxdorf digging for second. He takes the turn and holds there. So a one-out double for Kyle Huxdorf. I think things moving as the Spikes look to overcome this 4-1 deficit here on the top of the sixth. That's Kyle's second double of the season, his fourth extra base hit. And again, he's been showing off more of the power lately. The speed has been there from the very first time he put on the Spikes uniform, but he went deep last night for his first home run. Three out of his four extra base hits have been on this road trip. And here's Cam Buford, the third baseman 0-for-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. Pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 92, just a tad outside, 0-1 the count. Huxdorf leads off second. Scrappers keeping a close eye on him. Coates, the second baseman, is right near the bag. Now he'll back up. And the 0-1, swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball that time, 0-2 the count. Bryce Matthews on deck for the Spikes. A double by Huxdorf, the second hit of the game for State College. Matthew Linsky is warming up. He will take the sixth inning for the Spikes. Polaris taking a long time, looks to second. There goes Huxdorf. The pitch is low, and it kicks over and up high on the netting, but Huxdorf will take third, and that will be a stolen base. He was breaking on the pitch, and even though goes in the dirt, bounces away, it is a stolen base, and it's the 15th of the season for Huxdorf. So he now retakes sole possession of the stolen base lead in the MLB Draft League. And here is Cam Buford with a 1-2 count on him. And Oliver Service getting some extra time. Sean Hoverson takes the opportunity to clean the plate. Service, I think, chasing after that one. Needed a breather and gets it. Now a ball and 2 strikes, and Polaris sets and delivers. Swing and a miss, strike 3. First strikeout for Polaris, the 7th from Mahoning Valley pitching today. 2 gone in the top of the 6th, and here's Bryce Matthews. The DH struck out in the 2nd inning, reached on an error in the 4th. I can tell you the Spikes are very much looking forward to getting back to Happy Valley. That 6:35 game tomorrow night. Taking on the Williamsport Crosscutters one more time in the 1st half at home, and then a road matchup with the Cutters on the afternoon of the 4th of July. A 1:05 game up at historic Bowman Field. Matthews takes ball 1 outside. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside again, 2-0. And the Spikes, who are named to the MLB Draft League Prospect Game, will actually leave straight for the game after that contest in Williamsport, as will manager Dave Tremblay. Meanwhile, the rest of the 1st half Spikes will head back home or to their respective schools for summer sessions. Look to hear their names called during the MLB draft. While the second half spikes come in, for the second half to begin next weekend. 7th, 8th, and 9th, spikes are at home. Opening up the second half with these Mahoning Valley Scrappers will also have a new look. 3-0 to Matthews. Fastball on a called strike on the outer edge, 3-1. Dimitri Young will still be the manager. Coaching staffs, of course, carry over from the first half to the second half. It'll be a 50-game second half of the season. The winner of the second half to meet the first half champion. Looks like it'll be the Trenton Thunder in the MLB Draft League Championship game Sunday, September 3rd. The 3-2 to Matthews, cued foul behind the plate. The count is full at 3-2. Here's the set by Polaris. Payoff pitch. Driven foul into the seats third base side. Bounces back onto the field. Still a full count. Two gone, top of the sixth. Spikes trailing 4-1 with Kyle Huxdorf on third. Spikes scored their first run with two outs as well back in the third inning. Scrappers straight away defensively. Payoff pitch again to Matthews. And this is a soft liner. And climbing the ladder again is Mason Sykes for the second time in the inning to rob a hit. And that would have scored a Spikes run. Well, the Spikes turned away in the sixth. No runs, a hit. One runner left. And a 5.5 in a 7-inning game. 4-1 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine. Official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier, as one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at Geisinger.org.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the sixth inning. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Matthew Linsky takes over on the mound. Linsky with 29 strikeouts this season. Just two behind teammate Connery Peters for the MLB Draft League Strikeout League. The 6'7", 245-pound right-hander out of Humboldt, Texas, 21 years of age. Out of Rice University, and Linsky this season has made 10 appearances so far, a 1.56 ERA, a 1-0 record. He's also received credit for a hold. In 17 and a third innings, he has allowed three runs, all earned on 16 hits. There's 29 strikeouts opposed to four walks. He's also hit one batter. Opponents batting .235 against him. And Linsky, last time out, was just two nights ago against Mahoning Valley. He pitched an inning allowing one run on two hits while striking out two to up that K total to 29. He'll face the 7-8-9 batters, Oliver Service, Prince Dabosky, and J.R. Bedford. Linsky strictly from the stretch. First pitch to Service. Grounded to the left side under Buford. It'll be snagged in the hole by Jean, but no play. And a single for Oliver Service to start things out. His second hit of the afternoon, the seventh for the Scrappers. Nick Cotillo went one inning, allowing three runs on three hits, no walks, three strikeouts, 24 pitches, 19 for strikes. Prince Dubosky, the batter. Dubosky singled in the third inning, walked in the fourth. And the pitch, a bunt picked up by Lasher in fair ground, throw to first in time. That'll be a sacrifice for Dubosky as Service moves to second. It has been rare here in the first half of the season that we have seen sacrifice bunts. For Mahoning Valley, that is their first of the season. And that's only the second for a Spikes opponent this year. 2-3 on the pullout. Here's J.R. Bedford. He's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out. The pitch, breaking ball low and away, actually hit the outer edge. Strike called by Sean Hoverston. 0-1 the count. Service leading off second. Mahoning Valley looking for an insurance run here in the bottom of the sixth in a seven-inning game. Spikes will have Tyler Wilson, Chase Call, and Grant Lasher, the 6-7-8 batters, due up in the seventh. And there goes the runner on the 1-1. Pitch up and in. Throw to third. Tag applied by Buford, but underneath the tag is Service. DJ O'Brien saying that Cam Buford's tag not quite far enough out. And again, with the bigger bases, they're bigger on all four sides, so a guy like Service can sort of take a wider path to the bag. And so third baseman, when they apply the tag, they might have to reach out a little more. So Service will get credit for the steal. Runner on third, one out. Infield moves up all the way around. A 2-1 pitch to Bedford is low for a ball. 3-1 the count. Service reached on the single to begin the inning. Now Linsky to the plate. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 92. Three balls and two strikes. Spikes have had several impressive arms this year. Of course, Daniel Panasak took home MLB Draft League Pitcher of the Month honors. The month of June, we will probably see him at least one more time over the next two games. Tomorrow night at Medler Field at Lebrano Park or Tuesday afternoon on the 4th of July in Williamsport. The 3-2 pitch to Bedford. Foul tip into the mitt, strike three. And that's Matthew Linsky's 30th strikeout of the season. His first today brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. That's the 8th strikeout of the game for Spikes pitching. Two down now, so the infield will back up. Except for the third baseman, Buford, because Williams shows bunt. But the pitch, a fastball on the outer edge, is called a strike as Williams pulled back. 0-1 now to Jordan Williams. Buford, knowing what Williams can do, is playing on the grass at third base. Rest of the infield is back. Runner still at third. 4-1 Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the sixth and a 7-inning game. The pitch, grounder to the right side into right field. That'll be a two-out RBI single for Williams, his third hit of the game, his second run batted in, and it increases the Mahoning Valley lead to 5-1. Williams having a fantastic game against his former MLB Draft League squad. He played with the Spikes in 2022's first half. Now, after spending the spring at Florida State, the Seminole is 3-for-4 today with two stolen bases, two RBIs, and a run scored. Leading off first base, Colton Coates, 0-for-3. Linsky to the plate. Fastball just off the plate low, actually. One ball, no strikes. Now Linsky with that terrific fastball. Williams hasn't yet taken off on him. Didn't show any inclination to do so at the first pitch, but there he goes here. The 1-0, however, is popped up. Shallow left field. Going back is the shortstop, Jean, but Howard called him off and it falls in between them. And now, third between third and home is Williams, but he'll head back to third. And the base hit falls in for Colton Coates. Williams moves to third on the play.
Right fielder.
I don't think Aiden got the best view of the ball, and so he made a late break coming in. Daryl Michael John going back. It looked like he got called off by Howard, but whatever it was, miscommunication, the hit falls in, and now Nick Schwartz, the batter. The right fielder is 0 for 2 with a walk. Levels the bat in the right-handed box. Linsky to the plate. Swing and a miss. 93 on the fastball. Up high, 0-1. Spikes will have Wilson, Call, and Lasher due up in the seventh. This is the rubber match of this three-game series. Here's the 0-1. Fastball called strike, outer edge at 92. 0-2 the count. Linsky looks over his shoulder at first. Now the 0-2. There goes Coates. A pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. So Matthew Linsky pulls into a tie for the MLB Draft League strikeout lead with teammate Connery Peters. The strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With My Mount Nittany Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountNittanyHealth.com. A run on three hits for Mahoning Valley. Two runners left on base. We go to the seventh and final inning today. Mahoning Valley leads it 5-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
In partnering with the Central PA Fourth Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA Fourth Fest at Mettler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpafourthfest.org.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. Monday, July 3rd, join the Spikes for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery. It's a massive display you do not want to miss after the 6:35 p.m. game against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Celebrate with us on Military Appreciation Night and make your plans for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery Monday, July 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the seventh, and the first pitch of the inning delivered by Kenji Polaris popped up to shallow right. Second baseman Colton Coates puts it away. One gone as Chase Call the batter. Grant Lasher on deck. If they can extend the inning, Daryl Michael John will get up here on the top of the seventh, the final inning of today's game. Spikes trailing 5-1. Joe Putnam along with you here. We're headed back home after this. Tomorrow night, 6:35 game time against the Williamsport Crosscutters, the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular, presented by the PA Lottery in cooperation with the Central PA Fourth Best. That's tomorrow night, 6:35 game time. You do not want to miss one of the largest fireworks shows ever at a Spikes home game, approximately 20 minutes of light streaming into the night skies over Happy Valley. The 1-1 fouled behind home, 1-2 to Call, who is 0-for-1 with a walk and has scored the lone State College run today. Of course, tomorrow also Military Appreciation Night, so all military members get in for half price. And kids run the bases after the game, thanks to Mount Nittany Health as well, home run edition style. 1-2. Breaking ball is low, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And then all that a prelude to the Central PA Fourth Fest Fireworks, the largest fireworks show in Pennsylvania, one of the largest in the world as well. And that'll be coming up as Fourth Fest returns in full force on Tuesday, the 4th of July. The ballpark gates open at 4 p.m. as Medler Field serves as a VIP viewing location. 2-2 grounder to the left side, taken in by the shortstop, Bedford, a throw to first in time. And the Spikes are down to their last out in the seventh. The last hope is the catcher, Grant Lasher, 0-2 in the game. Elijah Pleasant's in line for the win. Kenji Polaris, should he record the final out here, would get the save. He came in a three-run game, would have pitched two innings. You need to pitch at least one with a three-run lead to earn a save, or pitch the last three innings of the game no matter the score, or come in with a tying run on base, at the plate, or on deck. And the first pitch to Lasher, foul back over the screen to my right. 0-1 the count. It'll be a dizzying few days here as the Independence Day weekend extends on into tomorrow and Tuesday. Change over to the second half of the MLB Draft League season Wednesday and Thursday. Then the first game of the second half, Friday night. It is fitness night and it's Dollar Dog night. Today was Hot Dog Harry Stevens Day here in Niles. Tribute to the original concessionaire, the first real purveyor of the ballpark hot dog. Breaking ball low, appeal on the swing, no go. 2-1 to Lasher. Harry Stevens also, he didn't invent the scorecard, but he improved upon it, and his scorecard format was one used for decades in baseball. The 2-1 to Lasher, swung on and missed. 2-2 the count. You know the old saying, you can't tell the players without a scorecard? Yeah, came from Harry Stevens. So they celebrated him today in Niles. We're celebrating Dollar Dog Night on Friday, and if you can hashtag meet the challenge, M-E-A-T-E, the challenge, 9 hot dogs in 9 innings Friday night, you'll be entered, and one lucky participant in the Meet the Challenge competition will win a free year's membership at East Coast Health and Fitness. Sort of a unique tie-in between Dollar Dog Night and Fitness Night at the ballpark on Friday. Of course, kids run the bases thanks to Mount Nittany Health after the game as well. Here's the 2-2 to Lasher. Fastball low, 3-2 the count. You don't necessarily have to be Joey Chestnut, but hey, if Joey Chestnut showed up, he could get Dollar Dogs as well. Well, there is a limit, 4 per transaction, so it might be multiple visits from Mr. Chestnut throughout the course of the game. Payoff pitch to Lasher. Fastball off the plate, ball 4. So a 2-out walk keeps the Spikes' hopes alive.
Shortstop.
First one issued by Polaris, the fourth by Mahoning Valley Pitching. Here's Darryl Michael Jean. Spike shortstop received a walk earlier in the game. Back in the third, fouled out to first in the fifth inning. Lasher won't be taking any risks on the base paths here, not trailing by 4 with 2 gone. So Polaris will concentrate on Jean, who swings with the first pitch, a breaking ball in the dirt. 0-1 the count. Oliver Service had to take a moment to dig the ball out, but does. Again, no risks from Lasher. And there is a Mahoning Valley reliever just starting to throw just in case. No action in the Spikes bullpen, although I'd hazard to say if somehow we were to go to the MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker, Mahoning Valley would probably be on offense. Of course, the Scrappers needing 3 outs here. They've got 2 of them. They would also have the last at bat in the seventh. 5-1 Mahoning Valley. Runner on first, 2 outs. They're not holding Lasher on. Polaris to the plate. The 0-2 swung on and missed. Service hangs on, and the strikeout ends the game as Mahoning Valley defeats State College in the rubber match today, 5-1 in 7 innings. And so the Spikes will now head home to complete the first half of the season, starting with tomorrow night's Patriotic Fireworks Spectacular, presented by the PA Lottery in cooperation with the Central PA Fourth Fest. And we'll have all that for you. Steve Jones rejoins us. Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health, will be at approximately 6:05 tomorrow night at the ballpark in Happy Valley. We'll be back to wrap things up from Eastwood Field right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. PJ Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at PJ Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Monday, July 3rd, join the Spikes for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery. It's a massive display you do not want to miss after the 6:35 p.m. game against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Celebrate with us on Military Appreciation Night and make your plans for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery Monday, July 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Partnering with the Central PA 4th Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA 4th Fest at Medler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpa4thfest.org.
Back here at Eastwood Field, the final score in a seven-inning game today. Mahoning Valley 5, State College 1. Final game totals for the Spikes. One run on two hits, no errors. Five runners left on base for Mahoning Valley. Five runs on nine hits, one error, seven runners left on base. The game adjusted to seven innings today. Player safety, of course, a reasoning. Mahoning Valley with eight players departing today. So the pitching staff not quite filled up, but Elijah Pleasance took hold. They only needed two pitchers for the seven-inning game today. Elijah Pleasance goes five innings for the win. He's now 1-1. Nick Cotilla draws the loss for the Spikes. He's now 0-2. And Kenji Polaris earning the six-out save, his first of the season in as many chances. Matthew Linsky did record two strikeouts to pull into a tie for the MLB Draft League strikeout lead with teammate Connery Peters, who likely won't get another opportunity to go, although Peters, you might see him for an inning on Tuesday, which would be his normal throw day, but made his last start of the first half of the season last night, was outstanding with seven strikeouts and four innings. But again, it'll be interesting as well because Jacob Odell is also just two strikeouts behind Linsky and Peters. Time of the game, an hour and 48 minutes in front of 1,290 this afternoon here at Eastwood Field. And again, the Spikes will be headed back home. They'll hop on the bus momentarily, head back to Happy Valley, and then tomorrow night, 6:35 p.m., it's the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery in association with the Central PA 4th Fest, one of the largest fireworks shows ever at a Spikes home game. And that will take place after the 6:35 p.m. game. Approximately 20 minutes, streams of light lighting up the skies, high in the skies over Happy Valley. And, of course, it is Military Appreciation Night as well, as we pay homage to the men and women who have served and continue to serve our country in the armed forces. And, of course, the Penn State Navy ROTC Color Guard will be on hand, and all military members get half-price tickets for tomorrow night's game as just a measure of thanks from us at the Spikes to all those brave men and women who have served and continue to serve. Also tomorrow, after the game, Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition, presented by Mount Nittany Health as well, and that all leads into the Central PA 4th Fest, which will take place on the 4th of July, Tuesday. Gates open to the ballpark at 4 p.m. as Medler Field at Lebrano Park serves as a VIP viewing location for the fireworks. Again, gates opening at 4. The Geisinger Kids Zone will be open throughout. Kids Run the Bases will take place as the evening progresses, and we'll have live musical entertainment with Yachtly Crew and Gabe Stillman performing at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, so you don't want to miss that either. Food and beverage will be on sale throughout the evening, and, of course, great activities as well. In addition to all that, the ballpark leading up to the fantastic Central PA 4th Fest Fireworks Show, the largest fireworks show in all of PA and one of the largest in the country. 4th Fest coming back in full force, the Firecracker 4K Tuesday morning, the 4th Fest Parade. Ike the Spike will be part of that in the afternoon. Meanwhile, Steve Jones and myself will head up to historic Bowman Field for the Spikes 105 game that day against the Williamsport Crosscutters to cap the first half. And then we'll be back to partake in all the Central PA 4th Fest celebrations with you. Tickets for the VIP viewing area at Medler Field, VIP parking, all sorts of other areas as well, VIP parking and viewing locations are available at statecollegespikes.com. You can also get your tickets for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular tomorrow night after the 6:35 game presented by the PA Lottery in association with the Central PA 4th Fest. Those available at statecollegespikes.com as well. I'm Joe Putnam. Thanks so much for joining us today here at Eastwood Field. The final, once again, in seven innings. Mahoning Valley 5, State College 1. Talk to you tomorrow night at approximately 6:05 p.m. from Medler Field at Lebrano Park alongside Steve Jones on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.